Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Word Games.
Hi.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is Word Games.
I like that you just looked at me like expecting me to carry on the little clap and sing, and I didn't have it in me. I'm sorry.
We didn't discuss that before.
No, we did not. I got a very blank look from Steven right before he hit record, and then I never know what he's going to do, so...
Yeah, so this week we thought we've tried a couple new word games, but we're going to go back to one of our old favorites, which is the back and forth story, the good old back and forth story. You never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to go first?
I would say we'll flip a coin, but then Steven's going to have to find a coin.
You go first.
Okay, I love it. Okay, here I go. When
I
cook
dinner,
I
like
to
add
some
spice.
Period. It
makes
everything
taste
a
bit
better.
To
my
taste
buds.
Period. But
I
sometimes
forget
to
use
butter,
and
consequently
my
food
tastes
like
a poop.
Period. Yum.
Says
my
dog
when
he
sees
the
poop
food.
Period.
So stupid.
No,
I
say
it
is
not
for
you.
You
dog. What the heck is this?
Period. That's
my
poop.
This is so gross. Period. My
poop.
I'm trying to get away from that. My poop. Is
the
best
poop
ever
for
I don't want to throwing
in
the
mouth.
What are we for?
You're gagging just thinking about it.
I am. Okay. Period. Sometimes
I
wish
my
cooking
was
better,
but
alas,
the
results
of
the
cooking
contest
were
conclusive,
and
I
am
not
the
world's
worst.
Chef.
After
all.
The end.
That story, I think, went
the best one we've ever done.
Went nowhere. I mean, I don't even think either of us had a plan when we first started out.
Well, no, that's the whole point, is that but because sometimes we try to kind of like steer it towards a certain way. Well, I just kept you kept trying to steer it away from him eating poop food. Yeah. And it wasn't literally the food was so bad that it tasted like
I
poop.
I feel because, like though there was a
and it was because he forgot the butter, right?
Yeah, which is stupid because at first we said the spice is what made his food good. And then we're like, but then he forgot butter and then it tasted like poop. But then there was a point in time when one of us said like, my poop is the best poop for throwing in the mouth. I was trying to get it to be like to throw in the garbage.
I know. And that I knew that that's what you're trying to do. And so I preempted you from being able to take it that direction.
I like the dog was like, yum, this poop food is gonna be great.
Dogs do eat poop.
I know, and sometimes. That's super, super gross.
Yeah. That's why don't get a dog, folks.
Yeah. They have poop mouths.
No, get a dog. Come on. Cute little dog.
I mean, cats also lick their butts.
Yeah, animals are just kind of gross.
I know. Maybe not fish.
Fish are gross.
But you can't pet fish.
They swim around in their poop and their pee.
So. That's true. Have you ever seen a fish poop?
Yeah, it's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
Well, it's kind of pretty.
No.
All right, that's all, folks. See you next time.
Bye.
Fish poop.